This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying.
Why an ass guy? Because I want my America back.
Shut up straight, Roland Martin.
Roland Martin is in Syracuse, New York this morning on the phone. Good morning, Roland. What you doing in Syracuse?
Man, I had a great conversation last night with a student body here, and also brought in by the National Association of Black Journalists Student Chapter here at Syracuse, a great group of students. The dean of the communication school here, Newhouse, and the sister, lots of black students, man, who were doing some great stuff in journalism. So great conversation with them, Tom. So really enjoyed it. But I got to get out of here because they got a Nor'easter coming, and brother got to go because I ain't trying to get trapped here.
Good luck.
So
They're already canceling and rescheduling
week,
flights.
Of course, Trayvon Martin, Tom, will turn 18 years old, and there is a number of events taking place this weekend to honor his life, but also to keep the attention on his story, as well as the upcoming trial of George Zimmerman. And so we're joined this morning by Sabrina Fulton. His mother is also attorney Ben Crump. Sabrina, Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sabrina, let me start with you. So this weekend, you guys have a big walk planned there in Miami. There's a dinner also on Sunday. So tell our listeners about that and why you're, the purpose behind these events this weekend.
Our focus is just to keep our son's legacy alive. So we decided to put this together to, just come and do something alternative to violence. We wanted the young people, and we asked that the young people come out with their parents and just enjoy the day and have a good day. What we're calling it is a peace walk. It's going to be Saturday the 9th at 10 o'clock a.m. It's going to be at Iowa State Park. The location is 20901 Northeast 16th Avenue. It's here in Miami Gardens, Florida. And we just ask everybody to come out. We're going to have different motivational speakers. Of course, we're going to do the peace walk. And then on Sunday is our benefit dinner for our foundation. It's going to be our first annual dinner. That's going to be Sunday. That's going to start at 5 o'clock. And it's going to be at the Doubletree. And I also have a number of people interested in tickets because I'm missing 27 tables. My goal was 100.
And I understand you got Jamie Foxx and Cedric the Entertainer.
Yes, sir. Reverend Al Sharpton and Reverend Jamal Bryan. And we have a great host. His name is Roland Martin.
You do have a great host. And what kind of response are you getting from people in terms of keeping Trayvon's name out there and keeping his memory alive from the people all around the country? Because I know you're getting a lot of support.
His birthday turned 18 on Tuesday. Mm. It was just good to see so many people that had not forgotten about, us and had not forgotten about him and his birthday. And they just sent tons of birthday wishes, and it was just good. It just helped out. I spent that day, kind of to myself because I was very sad that morning, and I tried to get myself together, and then I cried some more, and then I got up again, and I cried some more, and I made it, and I thank God for that day. But he did give us Trayvon for 17 years.
Mm. Hey, Ben, what's the latest on the trial?
Yes, sir, Tom. And first, I also want to say thank you, Tom, for your help with the foundation. People like Roland and Jamie Foxx, we can never say thank you enough for caring and letting Black America know that we're all together. The latest on the trial, on the 5th, we had court on Trayvon's birthday. And, they meant it maybe for bad. God meant it for good, because Trayvon's spirit was definitely in that courtroom, Tom. And the judge denied the killer's lawyer's request to delay the trial. And so that was a huge victory for us, Tracy and Sabrina, to go ahead and have their day in court. And now we know this Stand Your Ground hearing is going to be taking place on April 27th. Mm-hmm. So the whole world will be watching to see if Sabrina and Tracy are going to get their day in court.
Will it be, be televised live?
Yeah, it will be televised live. And the big question is the killer going to take the stand and testify?
Okay. That's the Stand Your Ground hearing, but has a trial date been set?
No, yeah, the trial date is set for June 10th, Roland. Right. They tried to move it to November, but the judge denied them and said it's going on June 10th, and the Stand Your Ground hearing is on April 27th. Good. We got to get past that Stand Your Ground hearing to get to the trial. Mm.
All right.
Gotcha. All right, Sabrina, thank you so very much. Our prayers continue to be with you and your entire family. Ben Crump, thanks a lot for staying on the case, man. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you all so much. God bless.